God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, from the 17th chapter of St. Luke. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go away. Your faith has made you well." In the appointed prayer for this Sunday, a prayer which has been in use for well over 1,000 years, we pray that God would keep us ever by his help from all things hurtful and lead us to all things profitable to our salvation. Keep us ever by his help from all things hurtful and lead us to all things profitable to our salvation. In the epistle for this Sunday, St. Paul provides a list of those things which are hurtful. Paul writes, "Now the works of our sinful nature are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, envy, drunkenness, orgies." And Paul adds, "I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." These things are hurtful. And if we persist in them and do not repent of them, they cut us off from the life of God in such a way that finally we may find ourselves lost forever. And so we are called to repentance, and St. Paul's list of the works of our sinful nature is a good way of examining our conscience and identifying those hurtful sins which grieve the heart of God. In the Gospel for this Sunday, we hear of how the Lord Jesus cleansed 10 lepers, restored them to health. Leprosy is, in a real sense, a symbol of sin. It was, in Jesus' day, a feared disease for which there was no cure. Because it was a communicable disease, the Old Testament law demanded that lepers live apart, in a colony, as it were, all by themselves. So this illness not only ravaged one's body, but also isolated you from your loved ones. And here, too, we can see how leprosy is a symbol of sin. Because sin is not only self-destructive, it is that, it also tends to cut us off in such things as resentment and anger and self-pity. You and I really can't imagine how terrible it was to be a leper. And so these 10 lepers, no doubt having heard of how Jesus was healing the sick, cry out to him, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And then, in conformity with the Old Testament law, Jesus tells them to go and show themselves to the priests, whose duty it was to certify that they had been or had not been healed. And as they went on their way to the priests, all ten discovered that they had been healed. But only one, and that one a Samaritan, turned back to give thanks to the compassionate Lord Jesus, who then says, "Were there not ten cleansed, but where are the nine? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And then Jesus says to that Samaritan, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has saved you." The faith of that Samaritan had not only led to physical health, but it brought him full salvation, the forgiveness of sins, a place among God's children. In the case of the nine, faith had indeed gripped their hearts in the hour of bitter need, but it had evaporated when the misery was gone. And in this we see how the gifts of God can be received in vain. And so we pray that God would keep us ever by his help from all things hurtful and lead us to all things profitable to our salvation. In a word, that God would lead each one of us to repentance for all our sins and to steadfast, joyful faith in our crucified Lord. As the poet James Montgomery says, "Come to Calvary's holy mountain, sinners ruined by the fall. Here a pure and healing fountain flows to you, to me, to all. Come in poverty and sorrow, come defiled without within. From infection and uncleanness, from the leprosy of sin, wash your robes and make them white. You shall walk with God in light. To whom be glory now and forever. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.